Campbell and Farwell. Mornings, Country 106.7.
A Friday morning with Campbell, Farwell, and Halloran.
Yes.
Brenda Halloran
that,
joins us.
I like the sounds of that.
Of the Waterloo Innovation Network, formerly, of course, our mayor of the fine city of Waterloo. Don't worry, Mayor Dave, you're doing an okay job.
But he is.
You got a couple of terms to live up to here, pal.
And he's doing great.
So you are here this morning, Brenda, to talk to us about Tuesday, December the 1st, which isn't just your average Tuesday.
That's right. We are calling it Giving Tuesday. And Giving Tuesday is an international movement that happened about 5 years ago, came out of New York, of all places. And the idea is that today, which is Black Friday and Cyber Monday coming up, is all about buying for yourself, buying for others. But it's the consumerism of spending money. So Tuesday is the start of the giving season. And it's now called Giving Tuesday. And the idea is that on just this one day, instead of buying for yourself and others, we give back to the community either financially, by doing something, by creating a giving group and working together to help another nonprofit agency or your neighbor or someone in your community who needs help. So it's all about giving back.
And the beauty of it is that there are whatever you want to do, whoever you want to support is that's what you can do, right?
Yes.
See, some of the ideas are to donate blood
mm-hmm.
or drop something off at the food bank. So
yes.
whatever you feel is something that's close to your heart, that's the charity that you can do something for. Or if like it's like you said, your neighbor, so drop off some muffins or mm-hmm. whatever it is that inspires you.
Those are wonderful ideas. Are you going to do all of them?
Oh my gosh, all of them. Yes,
I'll take the muffins.
Ooh,
yes. Does that count?
Yeah. And my blood. But you
I
know
think
what?
That's wonderful.
I just saw an idea that I thought was so interesting because I think it's easy for a lot of women to do. And it was to go into your closet. If you haven't used the purse in the past 12 months, take down the purse, mm-hmm. fill it up with soap, socks, sanitary products, mm-hmm. all that kind of stuff. Stuff it in the purse. And then either you can give it to someone you see on your daily
mm-hmm.
walk
mm-hmm.
or you can donate it to a women's shelter.
Yes.
What a great idea that is.
And these are all just people putting a lot of thought into how they could give back. It isn't all just about money, but money is an important part. And on Tuesday, we have we've been really fortunate that Conestoga Mall has given us space to put up 8 tables, and charities are going to be able to set up their displays there and talk to people about what they do. So if you go on the Giving Tuesday WR website, there are 72 charities listed who are participating on Giving Tuesday. So the idea is that they're going to, at the end of the day, tally up all the donations they received that day. So if you're thinking of making a financial donation to your favorite charity or to any charity or nonprofit you want to, they will take that total, and then we will get a community total, and hopefully Waterloo Region will bypass and exceed what Guelph did last year.
Yeah, because this is an international movement, like you mentioned
yeah.
at the beginning, but Guelph got on the bandwagon, if you will, a year ago.
Did.
And you have put out a challenge to our community
mm-hmm.
now to say, no offense, Guelph, we love you
we
there,
do.
But you've given us something to live up to.
Yes. So last year, Guelph in one day raised $1.2 million for their local nonprofit.
It's incredible.
It is incredible. And they're smaller than we are as a Water Region, as a higher population. I think we can do it. I think that, you know, if everybody was able to donate $10, $15, $20 more, whatever you can do, $5. That will tally up, and at the end of the day, hopefully we're over $1.2 million. And
sounds
think
great.
Of the impact.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
First we applaud them, and then we want to beat them.
Yes, exactly.
And we
good job,
Guelph.
Now
you,
we want to stomp on you.
So the Unselfie is, if you go follow at Giving Tuesday, WR, on Twitter, you see some amazing examples of people doing these Unselfies. So they have a sign, and on the sign is their intention, what mm-hmm. they will do on mm-hmm. Tuesday. And then they tweet it. And there are so many people who are posting these Unselfies with their ideas. So, I mean, if you're kind of struggling for an idea, there's
lots
your inspiration.
There. Yes, yeah. So to get that, the poster, you just go onto the website and you download it, write something on it, hold it in front of you and post it to our website and to Twitter and Facebook.
Now, Jennifer, I don't know that if you know this, but I did one of these videos. So
you did the video?
I did a video with my Unselfie sign. Well, I did it when you weren't here.
Oh.
You know. So what I'm going to do, I will post that video to our Twitter feed at Country1067. And you can check it out there and see what I decided that I might do for Giving
I can't
Tuesday.
Wait to see it.
He's
yeah.
got it's a really
yes,
good idea.
I heard it looks really great too.
The yeah. idea is wonderful
mm-hmm.
and something only you can do.
Yeah.
And also that I'm cheering against the Kitchener Rangers till Christmas, but you have to watch the video to find out why.
Okay.
Actually, I guess not only if somebody wanted to take your idea on after they watched the video,
sure.
You'd let them, wouldn't you?
Of course I would.
Yeah.
You know,
that's setting the bar really high to put a video out. That's really going to challenge a lot of us.
Well, I dimmed the lights so it was perfect. perfect lighting for me, face for radio over here, right?
And don't listen to him, ladies. He's absolutely handsome.
Brenda, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
And for all the work that you've done on this, we're looking forward to a really strong Giving Tuesday.
Thank you. And Mike Farwell's a community ambassador, so thank you for that leadership, Mike. And Jennifer, thank you so much for having me in today. And come on, community, everybody, let's make this an even bigger thing.
1.2?
1.2.
We can do it. We have to beat. Yeah.
We can beat it.
Yes.
Yeah, we got 550,000 people here.
That's right.
All right.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings. Country 106.7.